What about a guy like Ivory? Kind of runs like Marshawn Lynch. Is he a challenge for you guys because he doesn't try to run around people? He takes them on?
Our running game needs to improve a lot, and our biggest thing is that we just got to go out there and just play your keys and just go out there and do your job, you know. Get off the block and run to the ball, swarm to the ball, and make a tackle. And everything else will take care of itself.
How much did the injury to Floyd hurt you guys' run defense?
It hurts, but it's always with the next guy up mentality, Next guy got to be ready to come in and do your job and do the job to the best of their ability, and that is, whatever it takes to stop the run as a whole, as the front seven, and, we gotta take ownership in playing the run a lot better and going out there and just doing the job.
When you watch the film, what do you see some of the struggles against the run? Is it just kind of one of those?
We just got to tackle player. We swarm. We tackle good, but then we let them fall forward for like 3 or 4 yards. So now it's 2nd and 3, 2nd and 4, and that's hard for defense coordinator to call in that situation, So, the offense got a lot of options to be able to run the ball, pass the ball, and then they're still on the short field, If we stop them on 2nd and 4, they still got 3rd and 4, so they still got opportunity. So the best thing is 1st and 2nd down, you want to hold them to – less yards, so you have a longer yards, 37, 38, 36, to be able to get them back up and be able to rush the passer.
At a time when people are passing so much, how different is the preparation for a team that runs as much as they do?
We just got to play your keys, man. Playing run defense, you just go out there and play your keys. You got to, rely on your eyes and rely on your technique to help you get to where the ball is. And, our biggest thing is wrap him up. When he's down, he's down. You got to have a swarm mentality. Everybody helps to the ball.
Everson Zimmer said this week that one of the biggest things you've done this year is you don't have an eye mentality. Can you explain what he means?
Man, I'm not a selfish guy, man. I like having the success, but it's better when the whole team has success, I'll take winning over sacks any day, honestly and truthfully, because when you win, it covers up all the bad things you did in the game, I like winning. Everybody want to make it to the playoff. Everybody want to go to Super Bowl. So, we just keep on fighting and keep on pushing. And, we got a very good team here. We just got to clean up some stuff and go out there and use what we have as a whole to, win the games. And when we got them backed up or we got them in a rocky situation, we got to be able to sustain them and keep them in there and be able to go out there and just defeat them.
How have you stayed motivated when you guys aren't getting the wins that you wanted?
Man, I love football. Any football player, you love the game of football. You love to win. You love you love the competition. Everybody's a competitor. So, you want to go out there. You don't want to get beat. You don't want to get embarrassed on the play. So you just want to go out there and just completely try to dominate your opponent each and every week, because in this business, your film is your resume. So you don't want to put no bad stuff on the tape.
What do you think about the contrast between Avery and Johnson?
No, it's good, man. They got a good set of backs. Johnson, he could hit the home run, and Avery can too. So our biggest thing is, stay in your gaps, farm your own land, and, get them down when you have to get them down.
What do you think about B-Rob's haircut?
You mean Brian? That's his new name to me. B-Rob is gone out the window after he cut the ponytail. His name is Brian Robertson. So and when you guys give him an interview today, call him Brian. And see, don't call him B-Rob. Say Brian, because with the ponytail, he'll have no more swag. It's Brian. So it's no more B-Rob. It's Brian. So
it's like the Boz going from Boz to Brian.
Too, yeah, it's. I don't know, man. I like it, man. He did a great thing, donated his hair, and people needs it. People, they really do need it. So, that's Brian to me from now on. I'm playing. Nah. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Everson, how are you?
That's Brian over there. So, I love B-Rob, man. He's one of the most, best trustworthy guys on his team. He's a good dude. He's a fantastic football player. He's like a great friend to me, like a brother. So, but I don't know what he did with the whole ponytail thing. It looks good on him, though, but that's still Brian.
Thanks, Everson. Yeah. Hey, Everson, thank you.